You're listening to the Jim Richards Podcast from News Talk 1010.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so folks, when I first saw this video, I thought it was a Funny or Die video. It's the kid from Two and a Half Men. Basically, folks, he's saying that if you watch Two and a Half Men, you're not going to go to heaven. So that means I'm probably going to go to heaven. Just once, I would like somebody to say, you know what, my life is going so well, that's why I turned to Jesus. Everything was going splendid. But when you listen to this thing, listen to this audio, I'm sure even Tom Cruise saw this video and goes, what the hell are they doing? What the hell are they doing? This is the kid from Two and a Half Men. He's now 19, by the way. And basically, he has joined a new religion. I'm going to play the clip in a second. He's been searching for a God, I guess, and he turned to religion. And he is now a member of the Seventh-day Adventists. And this video came out where he trashes his own show. The kid from Two and a Half Men trashes his own show. I am going to play you that audio in a second. By the way, he's apologized. I wonder if that has anything to do with his $350,000 that he gets an episode and $90,000 a week on repeats. Play that audio in a second. First 15 minutes after 1 o'clock. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic. It's In-Depth Radio in Toronto, News Talk 1010. All right, did you know you had a 10-minute grace period if you get a parking ticket on a parking meter? I didn't. We'll find out what the hell that means and why they would even do that coming up before 2 o'clock on In-Depth Radio in Toronto, News Talk 1010. So, Two and a Half Men. There's a kid on that show. He's now 19 years of age and apparently has turned to religion. I want to find out in a second if he's joined a cult, though. He released this, or someone released this video yesterday of the kid, now grown, 19, from Two and a Half Men. And I think Charlie Sheen even watched this thing and go, was thinking, this guy's crazy. This guy might be crazy. The kid from Two and a Half Men, his name is Angus Jones.
Jake from Two and a Half Men means nothing. He is a non-existent character. Two and a Half Men, if you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two and a Half Men. I'm on Two and a Half Men, I don't want to be on it. Please stop watching it. Please stop filling your head with filth. Please. It's, you know, people say it's just entertainment. The fact that it's entertainment, it's do some research on the effects of television and your brain, and I promise you, you'll have a decision to make when it comes to the television, and especially with what you watch on the television. It's bad news.
So, if he's saying that you're not going to get to heaven if you haven't watched Two and a Half Men, I guess I am. In fact, maybe hell is just repeats of Two and a Half Men. That's what hell could be. You got to wonder what that John Cryer is doing to people to make everybody go insane. Charlie Sheen goes nuts, and now this kid goes nuts. And is it fair to say that he's going nuts? Yeah, you know what? I don't care how religious you are. If you talk like that, that's not normal. And a 19-year-old should be going around Big Bang Theorying, to use another Chuck Lorre television show, and shouldn't be talking like that. That's not how a normal 19-year-old talks or thinks. I don't care how religious you are. If anybody thinks there's something wrong with that, then there's something wrong with you. So when I read what he had joined, he's apparently a Seventh-day Adventist. I didn't know what that was. So we thought we would talk to Colleen Tinker, who is the editor of Proclamation Magazine, and she joins us right now. Kathleen, thank you very much for your time.
Hi, I'm Colleen.
Colleen.
Nice to meet you, Jim.
Colleen, I apologize.
It's okay.
Am I being too hard on this kid?
Well, actually, no. What he has done, he thinks he is a Christian. He said he grew up in a Christian family, but he has been beguiled by a quasi-Christian cult. It is a cult. It masquerades as Christianity, and under the surface, it's very different.
We're talking about Seventh-day Adventists.
Exactly.
Are you a former Seventh-day Adventist?
I am. I was born into it, educated in their schools, taught in their schools, and edited and managed, was a managing editor for magazines for Adventism before my husband and I left and became normal Christians.
Now, if this kid remains a Seventh-day Adventist, he gets $350,000, $8 million a year, $750,000 an episode. Is he going to have any money left?
If he remains an Adventist, yes. They have heavy tithing requirements, but he will have money left. The Adventists are quite proud of their celebrities, the few that manage
who
to
are,
get into.
Who are the Adventist life. Celebrities?
Well, Little Richard is one. A lot of people don't know that, but he is one. And that's just one I can think of right off the top
of
my head.
So they don't have a lot of them. What do they believe? Any entertainment, any television is bad?
Well, that's an interesting question, because pretty much most Adventists will watch television, and some even go to movies, and sometimes on the sly. But the Adventist prophet, Ellen G. White, did say that no one should ever go to a theater, and there is there's a stigma about the entertainment industry because of that.
Colleen Tinker is with us. She's the editor of Proclamation Magazine. She was a former Seventh-day Adventist, and that's apparently what this, I was going to call him a kid. He's from Two and a Half Men. He played the kid. He's now 19, so it should be Three Men. What basically do they believe? How does it differ than, if I could say, mainstream Christianity? And I know that's a little hard given that there are more than 10,000 different streams of Christianity.
I think I can answer that fairly succinctly. In general, Christianity states that humanity was saved has been saved when we accept the death of Jesus on the cross, that his blood paid for the price of our sin. He was buried and he rose again on the third day and ascended. When we receive that and believe that, we are saved. Adventism will mouth the same words, but they will say you cannot know you are saved until the second coming, because you could sin and at any moment fall out of salvation. They also believe that the seventh-day Sabbath is the seal of God, and that to worship on Sunday will ultimately be the mark of the beast. So there's a deep fear within Adventists of ever leaving the Sabbath, which is the seventh day.
What?
And they believe that people who go to church on Sunday will ultimately be given permission internationally to hunt and kill the Adventists who go to church on the Sabbath. So there's a great fear and a great invisible wall that separates them from the Christian community because of that day.
There's still that belief?
Oh, that is the belief. That is the belief.
And that's a main tenet of their faith, not just something, you know, the way there's all sorts of things in the Old Testament that we don't necessarily go by. That is one of the main things that the Seventh-day Adventists live by.
Think of their name, Seventh-day Adventist.
When you saw the video, did it scare you?
No, it felt familiar, to be very honest.
And how do you get people out of, if you call Seventh-day Adventists cults, how do you get them out of this cult?
That's a very good question, too. And I have to say, truly, I know this might sound a little sensational, but it is a miracle if somebody leaves, because they're so thoroughly taught that their worldview is truth and that the rest of the world has been misguided and they alone have this insight into God.
How did you get out?
The way I got out, my husband and I started reading the Bible together, and we actually started to pray that we would be able to understand the Bible without an Adventist filter. That's how we got out.
So you're still a Christian?
Yes.
Do many of the people who get out of this become atheists, or?
Many, many do. The sad thing is that a great many people leave Adventism without actually studying. They just know that it's too hard to do it right.
I wonder if the what's worse is become a member of a cult, or that, you know, this is a whole new child star, you know, kind of argument about what happens to these kids, and they're all alone and all that kind of stuff, which I know is a different topic, but both of them are just as startling. One thing that we can guarantee is it's going to be pretty awkward on the set when they start filming again.
Oh, yes. I was thinking that, too.
Exactly. Colleen, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Sorry about getting your name wrong, but that basically means you're a part
of the
show.
It's my granddaughter's middle name. I'm fine with that.
All right. Colleen Tinker, former Seventh-day Adventist and the editor of Proclamation Magazine. This thing, the video of the kid from Two and a Half Men has gone viral, so much so that Rainn Wilson from The Office, you know that guy? He's on The Office. He's made a parody version of this video of Angus Jones.
Dwight from The Office is nothing, okay? The Office is nothing, all right? If you watch The Office, please don't watch The Office. I'm on The Office. It's filth, okay? And that filth will rot your brain, right? I mean, take it from me, who's on The Office. Please don't watch it. Do not watch this final season, or that filth will rot your brain. Seriously. I mean, oh, they call it entertainment. Yeah, right. Do some research on the effects of TV on the brain.
There you go, folks. Oh, hilarious. Rainn Wilson with his, it's always good to be the first guy out with the parody video, folks. It's always good. The next ones that will be coming over the next little while, not so much. But just once, I'd like to hear one celebrity say, my life is going so well, that's why I turned to Christ. Did you know when you get a parking ticket in Toronto that you've got a 10-minute grace period on parking meters? Outrageous and, believe me, wrong straight ahead.
You can listen to Jim Richards live every weekday afternoon from 1 to 4 on NewsTalk1010.com.